Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Yes, indeed, a college professor is giving extra credit for students who get the flu jab. How do you like them apples? I'm going to break this down for you. I had a concerned mom, write to me, and I'm going to share that email with you in just a moment. And there was a whole laundry list of things that her daughter could do in order to get extra credit from this professor. So I want to share with you anonymously our email exchange back and forth and let you know my recommendation. Let me know in a comment what you would say to this professor as the student who is being asked or being told that you can get extra credit for proving that you got the flu jab. And there are other things as well. I am so troubled by this, and I'm sure that you are also. So this, I'm always astonished and I'm always grateful for those of you that email me support at thehealthyamerican.org. I'm not always able to answer you personally because I get thousands of inquiries, but the topics that you send that I think are going to be of interest, I do share them on the show. And I'm grateful for the sponsors of this show. So let me take you right on over to dermal1.com/Peggy. This is for those of you that would like to look on the outside as great as you feel on the inside. There's a free tutorial here at dermal1.com/Peggy. You'll see this surgeon in California has created this educational information for you so that you can find out about looking younger, even if you're not rich and famous, and if you don't have access to costly professional treatments, you don't need that. He has discovered a game-changing breakthrough that will help you get your body to turn off the aging switch. So it's not only possible to slow down the appearance of aging, as it turns out, most women can easily do it themselves. So the latest anti-aging trend is not about aggressive treatments or expensive creams, but it's something that you do on a daily basis at home, and it takes less than a minute to perform. And you may have noticed some friends of yours that are looking more youthful and rejuvenated in recent months, and it's possible that they have been doing this as well. He's going to tell you all about this effective approach and how it works. And so please go to dermal1.com/Peggy, and he will tell you about how women can help their bodies reduce the effects of a skin aging hormone at home. You don't need any professional treatments, any expensive creams, or difficult lifestyle changes. So this do-it-yourself tutorial has already been viewed, shared, and tested by thousands of women all around the world. And for the most part, their results are extraordinary. Remember, the FDA wants me to tell you that these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. All individuals are unique, and as such, your results can and will vary. So check it out if you're interested in looking significantly younger without the cost and hassle of seeing a professional. You can check this out and try the protocol at home. dermal1.com/Peggy, and I'll have a link for you in the description box below. Friends, I want to share with you an email that came in from a healthy American. And she says, Peggy, I love your content. I'll be brief. I thought of you when my daughter sent me this strange extra credit opportunity from her college professor at Texas State University. There, I said it. Each item is worth 10 points of extra credit. Number one, register to vote. Number two, get a flu shot. There's 10 points for you. Provide results of a lipid panel and volunteer for a food drive. The professor has a specific one in mind, but it hasn't divulged it yet. And she said, the mom said, this is bizarre to say the least. I need some of your witty phrases to respond to this. My daughter knew that it looked weird, and thankfully she shared it with me so we could reiterate that we don't do the jab, and then sincerely. And so I wrote back, and this is just a tip, friends, that I'm going to share with you is, well, actually, let me share with you my email and let's see if you can dissect and determine what this tip is. So I say, whoa, this is crazy, especially in Texas. Which class is this for? Are these things remotely related or relevant to the subject matter. These requirements seem very arbitrary and strange. All right, so that was my comment to her. So did you see what I did there? I asked more questions. And I think that's always a great approach to take, especially when you want to clarify things. So if I were a student in this class and the teacher gave me this list, I would ask the teacher questions and I would say, how did you come up with this list? Why did you choose these items? Do you feel these are important? So I would actually engage in a conversation with the professor, much like I engaged in a conversation with the mom. And so I said, what is this class for? Are these things remotely related or relevant? And she replied back. Mom replied, and she said, yes, my daughter is a pre-nursing student, and the class is called Consumer Health. It's a required course for her major in public health. Ah, you know how I feel about public health. Hopefully this individual will be a force for good in the field. The tenured professor is a liberal woman about our age, but very much into supporting certain rights on campus. I'll just put it there. If she has some sort of agenda about student health, you would think she could just provide the current data instead of prying into the student's personal health. It seems like that would be a HIPAA violation. I was hoping my daughter could write to her something articulate explaining that her personal health information, such as a lipid panel, right, which is fat in your blood, and vaccine status, is none of her business. And she doesn't feel comfortable sharing that. But can she get extra credit anyway? So isn't that strange? The professor in this consumer health class is giving 10 points if the students register to vote. What does that have to do with consumer health? Get a flu jab. Provide their own personal health information of their lipid panel, and then volunteer for a food drive. Let me know what you think. Would you do any of these? What do you think about them? I think kind of volunteering for a food drive, but maybe just volunteer for in an area that is important to you and say why it is you selected that area to volunteer. I mean, that might be better than having the professor kind of force feed you in what you want to do. I'm completely against the providing results of a lipid panel, and I'm completely against getting extra credit for becoming a human pincushion. And as a matter of fact, I don't know about this registering to vote to get extra credit for that. It rubs me the wrong way. What say you? Here's what I wrote back. And I said, here's what I did. I wrote back and I said, thank you for that info. I agree with you that your daughter should write a note explaining that that information is personal and private. And then just my offhanded comment, that is such a strange assignment to get extra credit. Here's what I wrote. I would propose that she get extra credit for showing how ineffective these jabs are and focus on all of the side effects of them. Now, that would be a project worth doing. And the mother writes back and says, I think that's fantastic, and I will recommend that she do that. So the bottom line is ask more questions. If I were the student, I would ask the professor in writing, can you let me know how you came upon these four actions for extra credit? Is there something that I can replace them with? Because I, instead of getting the jab, I'd like to do some research on their ineffectiveness and the side effects. How about that? How do you like them apples? The one for voting, I can't wrap my head around why that would be for extra credit. And then she could also do a report on the HIPAA violation of, well, it's not exactly a HIPAA violation. I've done a video on that previously. Let me know if you want me to do another breakdown on that. I'll do that as a separate video if you want a deep dive. But basically, the Health Information Personal Protection Act, I think is what it is, that relates to insurance companies sharing your information with different hospitals and providers. And that's why you sign all those documents when you go to the doctor saying, yes, you can share my health information. It's not so much as a HIPAA violation, somebody asking you about that. It's just your own personal privacy. And you can say, that's personal information and I decline. So I think that would be fine. That would be like asking your weight. The lipid panel is basically your cholesterol levels. So I find that intrusive. And that's what I would say. I'd say I find some of these extra credit aspects or activities intrusive. And here's something that I would suggest as an option. And if it is a rationally minded professor, and I can't speak to that, but someone who is rational and clear thinking would say, hey, I love your creativity and that sounds great. Why don't you propose your own extra credit activities? That's what I would do as a professor. What say you? Do you know anyone that has had these bizarre requests as a part of their program or in some other setting? I would love to hear all about it. Remember, you can get more about this on my free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, starting at 4 p.m. Pacific, for all the things you need to know about standing up for your rights and living by your convictions. I want to thank you for being on board and helping me march this all the way to heaven.